Jesus. I need just a little more Jesus.
I need just a little more Jesus.
Hey, yeah, I need just a little more Jesus.
I need just a little more Jesus.
To help me along the way.
This is Twyla Southall and LJ Renee with What Does the Lord Say? This is Christian Talk Radio, here to challenge the status quo. If you keep doing what you're doing, you'll keep getting what you're getting. But if you want to see a change, if you want a spiritual revolution, if you need a spiritual renewal, stay with us. We are here to inspire, to inform, and to challenge you to consider, what does the Lord say regarding life's issues? Visit our website for information on how you can join us for morning prayer, sponsor this program, follow us on Twitter, or even like us on Facebook. We can be found at www.whatdoesthelordsay.com.
Hey, LJ Renee, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I'm doing good. How are you?
I am blessed. That, you know, the season in Atlanta, and I'm sure across the nation, because we set the clock forward recently, but the seasons are starting to change. I'm just wondering how you feeling about the warm weather coming in.
Listen, it's beautiful here. This week it's been beautiful so far. And today I put down my top, but I have been riding a lot. So, but it's just that pretty. It's just that pretty.
And I don't know if you have the sunroof, the Corvette, the convertible, I mean.
Yeah. And I put it down. I didn't ride around with, I was coming up in the driveway and I put it down. I said, oh, this feels so good. I said, I'm getting ready to get out here and just ride around just to enjoy, because it's supposed to be a storm coming later.
Wow. Well, I hope I'll get out and enjoy a little bit. I haven't been outside, but I've been looking outside. So hopefully I'll go play some outdoor pickleball.
Yeah, I know where you are is even pretty with all those trees.
Well, the trees are empty right now, so I'm thinking that they should. This is no kidding. I was just looking. I was like, I don't see anything budding right now. I see it on some of the trees, but on the ones by that fill up my backyard, I haven't seen the buds yet. And I was like, as soon as I'm thinking it'll probably be mid-April, something like that, before they're all filled up. But I can't wait. I love it. So anyway, I'm gonna read from Amos chapter 9 from the Message Bible. I just want to read a couple of verses from Amos and get right into our discussion for this week. And I pray that even as we're talking about the natural seasons changing, that this conversation and this discussion will usher in the anticipation for our spiritual seasons changing in our lives. Amos chapter 9, verse 13 through 15 from the Message translation says, yes, indeed, it won't be long now. God's decree. Things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the other. You won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, blessings. Blessings like wine pouring off the mountains and hills. I'll make everything right again for my people Israel. They'll rebuild their ruined cities. They'll plant vineyards and drink good wine. They'll work their gardens and eat fresh vegetables. And I'll plant them on their own land. They'll never again be uprooted from the land I've given to them. God, your God, says so. Amen.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for you being so good to us. We thank you for your prophetic word, that God, that causes us to hope, dear Lord, in you. And as the scripture was read, dear Father, we just thank you for the blessings that you are going to flow down like water upon our lives, oh God. That, Lord, there's a word and scripture in the Bible that says that the blessings of the Lord will chase us down. And so, Father, we just thank you in the name of Jesus Christ for those blessings. We look forward to it in Jesus' name. We've been waiting, oh, Father God, and we know because you said it, dear Father, it shall be done. So, Father, we thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name, for you said it won't be long. Thank you, oh, God, for that hope, oh, God. We thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And you know, that verse 13 says that. It says, yes, indeed, it won't be long now. This is
Come on
God's
now.
decree. And so let's
Yes.
just talk about that. It won't be long now. Sometimes you just need encouragement and reinforcement and
Yes.
reassurance and reminding that what you've been waiting on, what you've been anticipating, it is on the precipice and it won't be long now. I mean, when I see us springing forward the time, which I hate we do, but we spring forward the clocks, and then we begin to see the trees budding, and we begin to smell the flowers blooming, and we feel the warmth of the weather as the seasons change. I know for sure it won't be long now. The seasons, they are a changing. And just like in the natural, so in the spiritual, God's decree is that things are going to start happening so fast, our head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the other, we won't be able to keep up. And so I am so grateful for this. I need this reassurance regularly when I am waiting on the Lord to do things. He says, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he'll strengthen your heart. As I wait, I need to be reminded that what I'm waiting on, what I am anticipating from God, it won't be long
It
now.
won't be long. What a great, that's like, oh my God. We talked about this last time, and my mind just went directly to when I bought the car off of an online dealership. And even though I went through a lot of rigmarole with them because of their communications wasn't as consistent, and the papers you had to sign and the things that you had to do, and sometimes you say, well, listen, I'll just give up on this whole thing or whatever, but you stick with the process because there is some progression going on, even though it may be difficult for you to go through things haven't been so smooth for you. But then when you get to that last part of it and that date is set for you to receive the car, you're standing there and they're calling you, and they're calling you to let you know, I'm 10 miles out, and now I'm or I'm just a 5 miles out, or and then next thing you know, I'm like 5 minutes from your door, and here it comes. It drives up and there it is. And what joy that fills your soul, because it's just like what they said it would be. It's just like the picture. And so I equate that would be how God told you it will be. And when it shows up, it's exactly even more, because he said he would do exceeding abundantly above all that you ask or think, even greater than what you really thought. And that's just how God is. We can visualize how it's going to be, but God said it's going to be even greater than that.
Amen. Our eyes haven't seen and our ears haven't heard, and we haven't even began to imagine the great things that God has in store for us. Truly, truly, the things that you are anticipating and waiting on from the Lord, He wants you to be encouraged no matter what you see and what it seems like and what it feels like. When we're speaking one to the other, sharpening one another's iron, reminding one another of the great things God has in store for us, our faith is elevated, our hope is raised, our anticipation grows, and then we go back to our normal life, our normal day-to-day activities, and sometimes we're hit and confronted with afflictions and trials and setbacks, and it seems like, oh man, all that I was hoping for,
Yes.
waiting for, anticipating, I just began to feel some kind of gloom about it. But we just came to, we just stopped by to be that iron to sharpen your iron, that reinforcement to remind you, that encouragement to lift you up, to let you know to go back and get the vision that God gave to you. Go back and read the vision God gave to you. Go back and read the prophecy He spoke over you. Go back and read the promises that He's made to you, and know that it won't be long now. It doesn't matter what it looks like or feels like or seems like. I couldn't see the buds on the trees, but one thing I know, He promised us that the seed time and harvest would happen until the end of ages. He promised us that the seasons that he ordered at the beginning of time would continue to evolve until the end of time. He promised us that these things would happen. So I can't see the buds on the trees, but I know that every sign is pointing to the fact that those trees will bloom, that summer will come, and that as sure as I am on this broadcast today, that the season that I am anticipating will break forth and the season we are in will go away, because that's what he promised and his word is true. He has never said a thing that he didn't do. He has never promised a thing that he didn't fulfill. He has never spoken a word that has fallen to the ground unfulfilled. All of his promises, he has kept and fulfilled, and he never, ever falls short of his word. So whatever he has told you, whatever he has promised you, whatever he has spoken to you, you can rest assured it won't be long now. He gave you his word, and it is impossible for God to lie.
And you know what? I just was just thinking about that scripture. It says, I'm not a man that I should lie, nor the son of a man that I should repent. If I said it, I'll do it. And then there's a portion that says, I watch over my word to perform it. Just think about it. He's watching over it. The word that he speaks, that he's watching over that word, that it comes at its appointed time. We think, you know, we have the date that is supposed to show up. But God said it'd come at my appointed time. And that's what we have to understand about it, that it comes at his appointed time, but to be sure to know that it will come. And he said it will not tarry. It means that it won't be late. It won't delay. It'll be here exactly when I say. You know, there was a song that they used to sing in the church where it says that he may not come when you want him, but he'll always be on time. And that's the truth. And that's what we have to come to that conclusion, is that he doesn't lie. He has a specific date. It will not tarry. And what he said is exactly is going to happen. It's just that we have to wait on him. And that's the difficult part. But while we are in the waiting part, he's doing some things in our lives to strengthen our faith, to strengthen our expectation, to see things that we have never seen before, to experience things that we have never experienced before, to do things that we have never done before, to put us in position to meet people that we will impact for the kingdom of God. But all of it is to show forth his glory in the earth. That's the main thing. And that's what we have to be mindful of, that everything is to show forth his glory.
Amen. And you know what the secret is? Here's the secret. You say, well, what do I have to do? I seem like I've been anticipating for a long time and haven't seen it happen yet. Hebrews 10 and 36 says, you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. In other words, when you did everything he told you to do, you just got to wait on him, and you need to be patient in his presence. And patience for the believer is active. Patience for the believer means you exercise faith, because when you are waiting on God, it takes faith to wait on God. It takes faith to patiently wait on the Lord, because when I patiently wait on him, I don't murmur, I don't complain, I don't doubt, I don't second guess, but I have the same excitement and anticipation as if I know it's going to happen, just like he said. So when I've done my part, just because you haven't received the promise doesn't mean you haven't done your part.
Yes,
he said,
that's
after
a good point.
You did your part, you got to have patience so that you, because I have a timing when these things are going to happen. And that timing is still going to be on God's timing. Like you said about the song, you can't hurry God. You just got to wait. You got to give him time to work, no matter how long he takes. He's a God that you can't hurry. He'll be there. Don't you worry. He may not come when you want him, but he's always on time.
Always going to be on time.
And so you have need of patience. When I've done what I've known, what he told me to do, when I've finished whatever he's required of me, then I have to just wait until the manifestation of the promise of God is made real right before my eyes. He will, like I said, he has never failed to keep his word. Not one of all of his glorious promises has ever fallen to the ground unfulfilled. He said the heavens would be destroyed and the earth would fade away before one dot of an I or cross of a T of my word would fail to come to pass. So he's going to keep his word. The question is, are you going to still be patiently waiting with anticipation when he does?
Amen. You know, I'm looking at this again. And just this whole chapter and verse that you're talking about is talking about the blessings that will occur, and the blessings will bring restoration. And so, you know, the restoration means, you know, to restore that which was lost or to remake, to be better. And so in looking at all this, that which God is doing in your life is a blessing. And that if those things that, you know, that you felt that you've lost. And I'm just speaking to someone who think that, you know, that time has passed, that, you know, you have regrets, you know, just you've lost a lot. And this scripture is really talking about the restoration, because I know God has given you a word, but because to you, it seems like it has taken so long, it could have been, could be years, but his word is true. And then just having to just hopefully that you've been rejuvenated, that whatever God has told you, that you can repeat it back to him and just say, Lord, help me to help. You know, like the man says, yeah, I believe, but help now my unbelief. Help me, Lord. You know, because God wants to restore some things in your life and bring you into the new.
Amen. Bring you into the new. He says, wait on the Lord in Psalms 27. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Listen, we wait on a lot of stuff.
But we sure do.
We need to learn to wait on the Lord. We wait on a lot of people, but we need to learn to wait on the Lord. Because a lot of times the people and things you wait on, they disappoint. You might have been waiting on that person to show up and he never showed up. You might have been waiting on that loan to get approved and it never came through. You might have been waiting on someone to do a thing and they never did it. But when you wait on the Lord with good courage, not only does he strengthen you while you wait, but he always comes through and does what he promised that he would do. So wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Encourage your, you know, David said, I encourage myself in the Lord. Sometimes you gotta encourage yourself in the Lord. How do you do that? You recall to mind the goodness of God and the things that he has said. You recall to mind what he did on yesterday and last week and last month. You recall to mind, we talked about this a week or so ago, that all I need is the memory of a victory. You recall to mind how he did it before. And you, as Shirley Caesar sang, you believe and trust that he'll do it again. If he did it before, he'll do it again. All I need is the memory of a victory. When David remembered how the Lord delivered the lion, the sheep out of the lion's mouth and the bear's mouth, then he took courage to say, that same God will deliver Goliath into my hands. So all you need is to sometimes encourage yourself. Past victories are the greatest accelerators of your faith. When you remember what he did before, and you know that if he did it before, he'll do it again. And maybe he hasn't done it in your life before, but when I hear of what he's done in others' lives, then I know that if he did it for them, he'll do it for me. So, so just wait on the Lord. I know it's easier to say than to do, but wait on him. Let him strengthen your heart. Let him encourage you. Let him put his strength in you. The Bible says, when you are weak, then are you strong. How does that happen? Because when all of my strength is depleted, then God becomes my strength. So in my weakness, I become strong because my strength becomes that of the Lord. So I am strong when I'm weak. I'm the strongest when I'm weak, because I'm relying on the strength of God. So let him be your strength, your encourager. Let him strengthen your heart as you wait on him. And this is not something that you're going to be disappointed in. When you wait on the Lord, he never disappoints. They that put their trust in him, the Bible says, will never be disappointed.
You know, I was just listening to you talk, and it came to me, is that when we speak, I mean, yes, when we speak, it's God is going to do it. That has to be in the forefront of our mind. God is going. I'm just saying, for those who may be discouraged, bring this to the forefront of your mind. God is going to do it. God is going to do it. God is going to make a way out of no way. God's going to provide for me. God's going to, you know, just making it, because like you said, when you think about what he's done in the past, he's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's going to do it again. And no matter how long you have waited for it, and if he's spoken his word to you, it's going to happen. It is going to happen. And we should say, God is going to do it. And that'd be a good word to tell someone. You know, I know with my brothers, I tell them a certain thing, and I mean, I won't go and say exactly what it is, but they just tell me, you know, you ain't gonna never do this. You ain't gonna never do that. And I always tell them, I say, yes, I am. Oh, no. And I tell them, no, but God's going to do it. Because I said, you don't know what God has in store. And that really shut their mouth. But I know they're a little skeptical, but I still say God is going to do it.
Don't count him out, right?
Don't count me out. Don't count me out. And so, but when it happens, what does it do to the person that you've been testifying to? The one who has said it won't happen, but then it does happen. So what do you think it happened? What do you think it say to them? That God does hear, that God did it, you know? And maybe their faith and their hope in God will be elevated or started. Maybe they will receive, you know. It's just the way it is. God is going to do it. And that sometimes, you know, there's a little quote people says, you know, it has a little kitten holding on to a rope, and it says, just tie a knot and hold on. And that's sometimes, you know, that's exactly what, just tie a knot and hold on, baby. It's going to come. When it seems like you slipping, tie a knot and hold on. That's what all I have to tell you, because it will happen.
It will happen. You just have need of patience. I mean, he gave you his word. It's impossible for him to lie. It's not that God won't lie. He cannot lie.
He cannot lie.
Impossible for him to lie. He is the essence of truth. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. There is no darkness in him, no lie in him. And so he cannot lie. So you just need to be patient as you wait on him, and then let him strengthen your heart so that you can be of good courage. Someone that is of good courage. Every time I think of that verse, it just, with my mind's eye, I just see David, the little lad, or at least young, littler than all the men of the army, going in there to take his brothers some food and check on them. And they're all cowering in the tent. And he said, give me the chance to fight this giant.
Yeah.
He's the littlest, but that's how God does. He takes, even when he chose Israel, the Bible says he took the smallest nation. He took the littlest lad. Of all the men in that army, they were all bigger, growner, stronger, mightier than David in their natural strength. But in the supernatural, he was a giant in his own right, because God was in him and he was fearless. He had good courage. He was the one that said, I'll take on this giant. And you know, when the spies went to spy out the promised land, and Caleb and he came back, and Joshua came back, and he said, give me this mountain. There's something about those who have good courage. When you have good courage, your confidence, you're not cocky, you're not arrogant, because the good courage comes from God. This is how you know you have good courage. It's something you couldn't do without God.
Come on
It's
now.
something that you couldn't accomplish in your own strength and might, but it's something that through Christ you can do, and you can do well. And so when others are cowering and fearful and doubtful and negative about it, your good courage will stand up and say, give me that mountain. Your good courage will stand up and say, I'll slay that giant. Looking in the natural, the mountain is just as big to you as it is to the other spies who said, we can't do it. It says we're as grasshoppers in their sight. Looking in the natural, that giant is bigger to you than it is to the men who are cowering in the tent. But the difference is God has given you good courage. And that good courage is it manifests in the form of faith. And so we want to make sure that you are making faith-filled decrees. Our faith-filled decree to you this evening is that it won't be long now. What God has promised, he's going to do. What God has said, he's going to make it good. Everything he promised you, he is going to do. Just wait on him and be of good courage. It won't be long now.
Amen. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for everything that you have done. Oh God, as we hear the word that you have spoken, it won't be long now. We stand in confidence and greater expectation that the things that you have spoken unto us, the petitions that we lay before you, that God, it won't be long now. We thank you for the blessings that will follow it, the blessings that will take us over, God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Father, for the restoration. Oh, Father God, the recovery of those things that were lost, the building up of those things that were torn down, oh God. We thank you now that God, that you will do it because you promised. We pray for those families, dear Father God, who have lost a loved one. And Lord, they're now scattered, or there's complications that are coming along with that bad news. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you would give them hope, oh God, and confidence that everything's going to be all right. Those, dear Father God, that are standing, waiting, dear Father, for determination from a courtroom, from a judge, God, that Lord, that it won't be long now, God. Those who are in waiting, oh God, that they will take up, dear Father God, this word that you have spoken, it won't be long. God, we thank you in the precious name of Jesus, and we will be careful to give you the praise, the honor, and glory, that we will shout, oh God, the victory and give you the glory, because it would not be possible if it hadn't have been for you. We thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Jesus.
For tuning in, this has been Twyla Southall and LJ Renee with What Does the Lord Say? Come visit us at www.whatdoesthelordsay.com. We'd like you to join us for morning prayer, follow us on Twitter, or like us on Facebook. Even see how you can sponsor this show. Again, it's www.whatdoesthelordsay.com.